If you read the account of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus in all four Gospels of the New Testament, this is what you will find. In the first hours and days after he walked out of his grave, among the disciples, there was only confusion and uncertainty and incredulity and a failure to recognize the risen Lord. As we just heard, even looking at the empty tomb, Peter and John did not understand the scriptures that he must rise. All of the surviving 11 apostles, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the sister of the Blessed Mother, Salome, the mother of James and John, and the two disciples who met Jesus on the Emmaus Road, all of them were in one way or another simply stupefied by the risen Lord. And famously, the Apostle Thomas demanded as a condition for faith physical evidence that he could inspect with his own hands. So difficult did he find it to believe that Christ was raised from the dead, and this despite the powerful testimony of the other apostles who were already witnesses of the risen Lord. The mystery deepens when we consider that on several occasions the Lord Jesus had clearly explained to all of these people that he would be killed and then he would rise from the dead. And so we must wonder why they all found it so difficult to comprehend and accept what they were seeing. But honestly, who can blame them? Never before or since that blessed day has anything like the resurrection occurred on this earth. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is a singular event in human history, indeed, in cosmic history. And it is the pivot on which all of time turns. It would take 50 days more for these bewildered disciples of Jesus to accept and understand and be changed by his resurrection. And even then, they were not yet ready to bear witness to others that Jesus Christ is Lord. That would require the Pentecostal fire of the Holy Spirit, the final gift of the risen Lord to his new church. But once that gift had been received, then finally, all of the disciples would be sent as witnesses to the truth and power and glory of the new life of grace revealed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This was staggering news 2,000 years ago, and it is staggering news now. And always and everywhere, even when this news is greeted with confusion or uncertainty or incredulity, it remains good news, given to the world, first in Israel and then in the church. And this is the news: the eternal Word of God, who became flesh in the womb of a virgin, suffered and died to redeem us all from the grave, and then rose victorious over sin and death to reveal to all the nations the truth of the Father's eternal plan of salvation. We were not made for death. We were made for eternal life and perfect happiness in the unbounded glory of divine love in the very heart of the Holy Trinity. And what man lost in our rebellion against the Creator has now been restored by the obedience unto death, even death on a cross, of the risen one, whose name is above every other name, Jesus Christ the Lord. And that, my friends, is what Christianity is. Not a moral code or a set of abstract doctrine. We who are made witnesses to the resurrection by our baptism are sent to everyone we meet to introduce them to the Lord Jesus and help them become his friends by teaching them everything he commanded us and showing them his law of love revealed in the sacraments of divine worship, the service of those in need, the study of the sacred page, and the way of prayer given to us by the Messiah. And we are strengthened to live in fidelity to this mission, both every time the grace of our baptism is renewed by the confession and absolution of our sins, and every time we worthily receive the most holy body and blood of the Savior, who rose from the dead, that we may have abundant life and come to share in his joy. And all of this is why the renewal of our baptismal promises is at the center of Mass on this Easter Sunday of the resurrection of the Lord. At our baptism, Christ called each one of us by name to follow him in the way of the cross. At our baptism, we died with Christ so that on the last day we could rise with him. At our baptism, we were born again by water and the Holy Spirit, so that even now we could live the life of the new creation by grace through faith in our Savior, Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Christos Anesti, Christ is risen. Alithos Anesti, he is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia.